Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Thank the Lord for them. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 10 and 11. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. One of the sweetest joys of teaching is watching a little one reach out to another child who is struggling or hurting. Seeing their compassion or encouragement for their peer touches our hearts. We observe in silence with a heart overflowing with endearment for them. This kind of heartfelt interaction is something we teach, we model, and we pray that the children learn. How about us? How is our interaction with peers? This side of heaven, we are surrounded by people who can make us laugh, can build us up, or can lead us to frustration, discouragement, or even heartache. We are sinners among sinners. Sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes it's just hard. Children look to us as we teach and model care, compassion, empathy, and an appreciation for each child in our class. Where do we look for that modeling for ourselves? We look first of all to God's Word. The first part of the verses today is a reminder and encouragement to us. It reminds us that God wants everyone to live with Him in heaven. He sent Jesus to die, not for what He did, but for what we did. His love for us and His desire for us to be with Him in heaven is immeasurable. That love is for all. And then He wants us to share that amazing message of grace with everyone around us. You likely have colleagues that are a true blessing for you. They are caring, encouraging, thoughtful, and have a heart for the ministry in which they serve. Thank the Lord for them. You may also have colleagues who are a challenge to you. Perhaps you have very different points of view or philosophies. They may have a personality that is far different from yours. Perhaps they seem overconfident or overly reserved and hesitant to get involved. Are they perpetually tardy or seem unaware of deadlines? Thank the Lord for them. Yes, thank the Lord for them. As you look at each individual, they are someone for whom Christ went to the cross. They are dearly loved by the same Lord that loves and forgives you. Looking at them through those eyes can help us to see their strengths more and their weaknesses less. Perhaps they simply have gifts we don't have or recognize because they do things differently than we do. It may be that they are hurting, insecure, struggling with things in their lives that show in ways that can be challenging for those around them. We can look at them with the loving and compassionate eyes of faith, the way the Savior looks at us. With this heart, we can reach out to them with God's love, forgiveness, and encouragement as brothers and sisters in Christ. So today, thank the Lord for your colleagues, all of them. Grow in your appreciation of everyone's unique gifts, and when you see weaknesses, look for ways to encourage them and build them up in the Lord who loves you and loves them dearly. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for each of my colleagues. Help me to be an encourager to all those around me. In your name I pray. Amen. Something to consider. It's not easy to try and approach a person with whom you've had struggles, but think of what blessings can come when you do. Prayerfully consider how you can be an encourager to all. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.